2 Kings chapter 1. Then Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab. And Ahaziah fell down through a lattice in his upper chamber that was in Samaria, and was sick. And he sent messengers and said to them, Go inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this disease. But the angel of Yahweh said to Elijah the Tishbite, Arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say to them, Is it not because there is not a god in Israel that you go to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Now therefore, thus says Yahweh, you shall not come down from that bed on which you have gone up, but will surely die. And Elijah departed. And when the messengers turned back to him, he said to them, Why have you now turned back? And they said to him, There came a man up to meet us, and said to us, Go, turn back unto the king that sent you, and say to him, Thus says Yahweh, Is it not because there is not a god in Israel, that you send to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Therefore you shall not come down from that bed on which you have gone up, but will surely die. And he said to them, What manner of man was he which came up to meet you and told you these words? And they answered him, He was a hairy man, and girded with a girdle of leather about his loins. And he said, It is Elijah the Tishbite. Then the king sent to him a captain of 50 with his 50. And he went up to him, and behold, he sat on the top of a hill. And he spoke to him, You man of God, the king has said, Come down. And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, If I am a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed him and his 50. Again also he sent to him another captain of 50 with his 50. And he answered and said to him, O man of God, thus has the king said, Come down quickly. And Elijah answered and said to them, If I am a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50. And the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. And he sent again a captain of the third 50 with his 50, and the third captain of 50 went up and came and fell on his knees before Elijah and besought him and said to him, O man of God, I pray you, let my life and the life of these 50 your servants be precious in your sight. Behold, there came fire down from heaven and burnt up the two captains of the former 50s with their 50s. Therefore, let my life now be precious in your sight. And the angel of Yahweh said to Elijah, Go down with him, be not afraid of him. And he arose and went down with him to the king. And he said to him, Thus says Yahweh, Forasmuch as you have sent messengers to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, is not because there is no god in Israel. Is it not because there is no god in Israel to inquire of his word? Therefore you shall not come down off that bed on which you have gone up, but will surely die. So he died according to the word of Yahweh which Elijah had spoken. And Jehoram reigned in his stead in the second year of Jehoram the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, because he had no son. Now the rest of the acts of Ahaziah which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? 2 Kings chapter 2. And it came to pass, when Yahweh would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal, and Elijah said to Elisha, Remain here, I pray you, for Yahweh has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said to him, As Yahweh lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha, and said to him, Know you that Yahweh will take away your master from your head today? And he said, Yes, I know it. Hold you your peace. And Elijah said to him, Elisha, remain here, I pray you, for Yahweh has sent me to Jericho. And he said, As Yahweh lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha, and said to him, Know you that Yahweh will take away your master from your head today? And he answered, Yes, I know it. hold you your peace. And Elijah said to him, Remain, I pray you here, for Yahweh has sent me to the Jordan. And he said, As Yahweh lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. And they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by the Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided here and there, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they had gone over, that Elijah said to Elisha, Ask what I shall do for you before I am taken away from you. And Elisha said, I pray you, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. And he said, You have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so unto you, but if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both apart. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, My father, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, Where is Yahweh God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted here and there, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, The spirit of Elijah does rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. And they said to him, Behold now, there are with your servants 50 strong men. Let them go, we pray you, and seek your master, lest perhaps the spirit of Yahweh has taken him up and cast him upon some mountain or into some valley. And he said, You shall not send. And when they urged him till he was ashamed, he said, Send. They sent therefore 50 men, and they sought 3 days, but found him not. And when they came again to him, for he remained at Jericho, he said to them, Did I not say to you, Go not? And the men of the city said to Elisha, Behold, I ask you, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my lord sees, but the water is bad and the ground barren. And he said, Bring me a new cruse and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. And he went forth to the spring of the waters and cast the salt in there and said, Thus says Yahweh, I have healed these waters, there shall not be from there any more death or barren land. So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elisha, which he spoke. And he went up from there to Bethel, and as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city, and mocked him, and said to him, Go up, you bald head, go up, you bald head. And he turned back and looked on them, and cursed them in the name of Yahweh. And there came forth 2 she-bears out of the woods, and tore 42 children of them. And he went from there to Mount Carmel, and from there he returned to Samaria. 2 Kings chapter 3. Now Jehoram the son of Ahab began to reign over Israel in Samaria the 18th year of Jehoshaphat king of Judah, and reigned 12 years. And he worked evil in the sight of Yahweh, but not like his father and like his mother, for he put away the image of Baal that his father had made. Nevertheless he clung to the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He departed not therefrom. And Mesha king of Moab was a sheepmaster, and rendered to the king of Israel 100,000 lambs and 100,000 rams with the wool. But it came to pass, when Ahab was dead, that the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. And King Jehoram went out of Samaria the same time, and numbered all Israel. And he went and sent to Jehoshaphat the king of Judah, saying, The king of Moab has rebelled against me. Will you go with me against Moab to battle? And he said, I will go up. I am as you are, my people as your people, and my horses as your horses. And he said, Which way shall we go up? And he answered, The way through the wilderness of Edom. So the king of Israel went, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom, and they walked around for 7 days' journey, and there was no water for the host and for the cattle that followed them. And the king of Israel said, Alas, that Yahweh has called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. But Jehoshaphat said, Is there not here a prophet of Yahweh that we may inquire of Yahweh by him? And one of the king of Israel's servants answered and said, Here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah. And Jehoshaphat said, The word of Yahweh is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. And Elisha said to the king of Israel, What have I to do with you? Get you to the prophets of your father and to the prophets of your mother. And the king of Israel said to him, No, for Yahweh has called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. And Elisha said, As Yahweh of hosts lives, before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat the king of Judah, I would not look toward you nor see you. But now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass, when the minstrel played, that the hand of Yahweh came upon him. And he said, Thus says Yahweh, Make this valley full of ditches. For thus says Yahweh, You shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water, that you may drink, both you and your cattle and your beasts. And this is but a light thing in the sight of Yahweh. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand. And you shall smite every fenced city and every choice city, and shall fell every good tree, and stop all wells of water, and mar every good piece of land with stones. And it came to pass in the morning, when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. And when all the Moabites heard that the king had come up to fight against them, they gathered all that were able to put on armour and upward, and stood in the border. And they rose up early in the morning, and the sun shone upon the water, and the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red as blood. And they said, This is blood. The kings are surely slain, and they have smitten one another. Now therefore Moab to the spoil. And when they came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and smote the Moabites, so that they fled before them. But they went forward, smiting the Moabites, even in their country. And they beat down the cities, and on every good piece of land cast every man his stone, and filled it, and they stopped all the wells of water, and felled all the good trees. Only in Kir-Hareseth left they the stones thereof. However, the slingers went about it and smote it. And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too strong for him, he took with him 700 men that drew swords to break through, even to the king of Edom, but they could not. Then he took his oldest son that should have reigned in his stead, and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was great indignation against Israel, and they departed from him, and returned to their own land. 2 Kings chapter 4. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant did fear Yahweh, and the creditor is coming to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said to her, What shall I do for you? Tell me, what have you in the house? And she said, Your handmaid has not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go borrow you vessels abroad of all your neighbours, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when you have come in, you will shut the door upon you and upon your sons, and shall pour out all into all those vessels, and you shall set aside that which is full. So she went from him, and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said to her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go, sell the oil, and pay your debt, and live you and your children of the rest. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, which, and it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in there to eat bread. And she said to her husband, "Behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passes by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray you, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick, and it shall be, when he comes to us, that he shall turn in there." And it fell on a day that he came there, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, "Call this Shunammite." And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said to him, "Say now to her, Behold, you have been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for you? Would you be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host?" And she answered, "I dwell among my own people." And he said, "What then is to be done for her?" And Gehazi answered, "Truly she has no child, and her husband is old." And he said, "Call her." And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, "About this season, according to the time of life, you shall embrace a son." And she said, "No, my lord, you man of God, do not lie to your handmaid." And the woman conceived and bore a son at that season that Elisha had said to her, according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father to the reapers. And he said to his father, "My head, my head." And he said to a lad, "Carry him to his mother." And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. And she called to her husband and said, "Send me, I pray you, one of the young men and one of the donkeys, that I may run to the man of God and come again." And he said, "Why will you go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath." And she said, "It shall be well." Then she saddled a donkey and said to her servant, "Drive and go forward. Slack not your riding for me unless I bid you." So she went and came to the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi, his servant, "Behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray you, to meet her and say to her, Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child?" And she answered, "It is well." And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet, but Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, "Let her alone, for her soul is bitter within her, and Yahweh has hidden it from me and has not told me." Then she said, "Did I desire a son of my lord? Did I not say, Do not deceive me?" Then he said to Gehazi, "Gird up your loins and take my staff in your hand and go your way. If you meet any man, salute him not. And if any salutes you, answer him not again, and lay my staff upon the face of the child." And the mother of the child said, "As Yahweh lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." And he arose and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child, but there was neither voice nor hearing. Therefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, "The child is not awake." And when Elisha had come into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in therefore and shut the door upon them both and prayed unto Yahweh. And he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child became warm. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro and went up and stretched himself upon him, and the child sneezed 7 times and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, "Call this Shunammite." So he called her, and when she had come into him, he said, "Take up your son." Then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. And Elisha came again to Gilgal, and there was a famine in the land. And the sons of the prophets were sitting before him, and he said to his servant, Set on the great pot, and boil pottage for the sons of the prophets. And one went out into the field to gather herbs, and found a wild vine, and gathered thereof wild gourds, his lapful, and came and shred them into the pot of pottage, for they knew them not. So they poured out for the men to eat. And it came to pass, as they were eating of the pottage, that they cried out and said, O you man of God, there is death in the pot, and they could not eat thereof. But he said, Then bring meal. And he cast it into the pot, and he said, Pour out for the people, that they may eat. And there was no harm in the pot. And there came a man from Baal Shalisha, and brought the man of God bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley, and full ears of corn in the husk thereof. And he said, Give to the people that they may eat. And his servant said, What should I set this before 100 men? He said again, Give the people that they may eat, for thus says Yahweh, they shall eat and shall leave thereof. So he set it before them, and they did eat and left thereof according to the word of Yahweh. 2 Kings chapter 5. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honourable, because by him Yahweh had given deliverance to Syria. He was also a mighty man in valour, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited upon Naaman's wife. And she said to her mistress, Would God my lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his lord, saying, Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, Go to, go, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of clothing. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, Now, when this letter has come to you, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to you, that you may recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he tore his clothes and said, Am I God, to kill and to make alive, that this man does send to me to recover a man of his leprosy? Therefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeks a quarrel against me. And it was so, when Elisha the man of God had heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall come again to you, but you shall be clean. But Naaman was angry and went away and said, Behold, I thought, he will surely come out to me and stand and call upon the name of Yahweh, his God, and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spoke to him and said, My father, if the prophet had bid you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much rather than when he said to you, Wash and be clean? Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him and said, Behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now therefore I pray you, take a blessing of your servant. But he said, As Yahweh lives before whom I stand, I will receive none. And he urged him to take it, but he refused. And Naaman said, "Shall there not then, I pray you, be given to your servant 2 mules burden of earth? For your servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice unto other gods, but unto Yahweh. In this thing Yahweh pardon your servant, that when my master goes into the house of Rimmon to worship there, and he leans upon my hand, and I bow myself in the house of Rimmon, when I bow down myself in the house of Rimmon, Yahweh pardon your servant in this thing." And he said to him, "Go in peace." So he departed from him a little way. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, "Behold, my master has spared Naaman, this Syrian, in not receiving at his hands that which he bought, but as Yahweh lives, I will run after him and take something from him." So Gehazi followed after Naaman. And when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from the chariot to meet him and said, "Is all well?" And he said, "All is well. My master has sent me, saying, Behold, even now there has come to me from Mount Ephraim 2 young men of the sons of the prophets. Give them, I pray you, a talent of silver and 2 changes of garments." And Naaman said, "Be content. Take 2 talents. And he urged him and bound 2 talents of silver in 2 bags with 2 changes of garments and laid them upon 2 of his servants, and they bore them before him. And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hand and bestowed them in the house, and he let the men go, and they departed. But he went in and stood before his master, and Elisha said to him, "Where went you, Gehazi?" And he said, "Your servant went nowhere." And he said to him, "Went not my heart with you when the man turned again from his chariot to meet you? Is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive groves and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cling to you and to your seed for ever." And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow. 2 Kings chapter 6. And the sons of the prophet said to Elisha, "Behold now, the place where we dwell with you is too tight for us. Let us go, we pray you, to the Jordan, and take there every man a beam, and let us make a place there where we may dwell." And he answered, "Go you." And one said, "Be content, I pray you, and go with your servants." And he answered, "I will go." So he went with them. And when they came to the Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, an axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." And when the man of God said, "Where fell it?" And he showed him the place, and he cut down a stick and cast it in there, and the iron did swim. Therefore said he, "Take it up to you." And he put out his hand and took it. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, "In such and such a place shall be my camp." And the man of God said to the king of Israel, saying, "Beware that you pass not such a place, for there the Syrians are coming down." And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was very troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said to them, "Will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?" And one of his servants said, "None, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedchamber." And he said, "Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him." And it was told to him, saying, "Behold, he is in Dothan." Therefore sent he their horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God had risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" And he answered, "Fear not, for they that are with us are more than they that are with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Yahweh, I pray you, open his eyes that he may see." And Yahweh opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto Yahweh and said, Smite this people, I pray you, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said to them, This is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. But he led them to Samaria. And it came to pass, when they had come into Samaria, that Elisha said, Yahweh, open the eyes of these men, that they may see. And Yahweh opened their eyes, and they saw. And behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. And the king of Israel said to Elisha when he saw them, My father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them? And he answered, You shall not smite them. Would you smite those whom you have taken captive with your sword and with your bow? Set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master. And he prepared great provision for them, and when they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away, and they went to their master. So the bands of Syria came no more into the land of Israel. And it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his host and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria, and behold, they besieged it, until a donkey's head was sold for 80 pieces of silver, and the fourth part of a cab of a dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver. And as the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, there cried a woman to him, saying, Help my lord, O king. And he said, If Yahweh does not help you, where shall I help you? Out of the barn floor or out of the winepress? And the king said to her, What ails you? And she answered, This woman said to me, Give your son that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. So we boiled my son and did eat him, and I said to her on the next day, Give your son that we may eat him, and she has hidden her son. And it came to pass, when the king heard the words of the woman, that he tore his clothes, and he passed by upon the wall, and the people looked, and behold, he had sackcloth within upon his flesh. Then he said, God do so and more also to me, if the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, shall stand on him this day. But Elisha sat in his house, and the elders sat with him, and the king sent a man from before him. But before the messenger came to him, he said to the elders, See you how this son of a murderer has sent to take away my head? Look, when the messenger comes, shut the door, and hold him fast at the door. Is not the sound of his master's feet behind him? And while he yet talked with them, behold, the messenger came down to him, and he said, Behold, this evil is of Yahweh. Why should I wait for Yahweh any longer? 2 Kings chapter 7. Then Elisha said, Hear you the word of Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh, Tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, in the gate of Samaria. Then a Lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, Behold, if Yahweh would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, Behold, you shall see it with your eyes, but shall not eat thereof. And there were 4 leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, Why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into this city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come, and let us fall to the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up in the twilight to go to the camp of the Syrians. And when they had come to the utmost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, Lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Therefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their donkeys, even the camp as it was, and fled for their lives. And when these lepers came to the utmost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried there silver and gold and clothing, and went and hid it, and came again, and entered into another tent, and carried there also, and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, "We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we wait till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household." So they came and called to the porter of the city, and they told them, saying, "We came to the camp of the Syrians, and behold, there was no man there, neither voice of man, but horses tied and donkeys tied, and the tents as they were." And he called the porters, and they told it to the king's house within. And the king arose in the night and said to his servants, "I will now show you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we are hungry, therefore have they gone out of the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, 'When they come out of the city, we shall catch them alive, we shall catch them alive and get into the city.' And one of his servants answered and said, 'Let some take, I pray you, 5 of the horses that remain, which are left in the city. Behold, they are as all the multitude of Israel that are left in it. Behold, I say, they are even as all the multitude of the Israelites that are consumed. And let us send and see.' They took therefore 2 chariot horses, and the king sent after the host of the Syrians, saying, 'Go and see.' And they went after them unto the Jordan, and lo, all the way was full of garments and vessels, which the Syrians had cast away in their haste. And the messengers returned and told the king. And the people went out and spoiled the tents of the Syrians. So a measure of fine flour was sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of Yahweh. And the king appointed the Lord on whose hand he leaned to have the charge of the gate. And the people trampled upon him in the gate, and he died, as the man of God had said, who spoke when the king came down to him. And it came to pass, as the man of God had spoken to the king, saying, 2 measures of barley for a shekel, and 1 measure of fine flour for a shekel, shall be tomorrow about this time in the gate of Samaria.' And that Lord answered the man of God and said, 'Now, behold, if Yahweh should make windows in heaven, might such a thing be?' And he said, 'Behold, you shall see it with your eyes, but will not eat thereof.' And so it fell out unto him, for the people trampled upon him in the gate, and he died."